Representative Mike Shirkey is pushing for right-to-work legislation in the House. He joins us now. Representative, welcome to the program.
Jen, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So why do you want to see right-to-work legislation passed in the state?
Well, just like every other aspect of what I think our jobs are in the legislature is to remove obstacles to the advancement of citizens broadly. And I believe that passing a right-to-work law in Michigan will remove one of the last remaining significant obstacles for companies making decisions to choose to make long-term, sustained, significant investments. And I think we've got plenty of data to suggest and to prove that companies making decisions on where to locate or where to expand, the fact that they have a choice between a state that is a labor freedom state and a state that's not, affects where they choose to invest their money.
Governor Snyder, who's also a Republican, as you are, has been very clear that this isn't legislation he wants to pursue. He thinks it would be divisive for the state, and he comes from the business community. Why push forward with this legislation when the governor himself says this isn't something he wants to pursue?
Well, the governor's been pretty consistent that it's not on his agenda, and so I respect that. I also think the governor has demonstrated time and time again that he is not afraid to take on tough issues. He's led us into some pretty tough items that we've had to endure reform on. But I don't believe we should expect our governor to carry the heavy water, I call it, on every tough issue. He has interestingly said, you know, things like, I don't not want it on my desk right now. But he's never said he's opposed to it. By the way, he's also said that he wouldn't block it and he would sign it if it got to his desk. And so I take him for his word. And I'm not inclined to think that our governor in any state needs to be the one that takes the lead on every tough issue. Listen, I don't believe unions are evil. This is not about getting rid of unions whatsoever. It is simply about providing the opportunity for each individual to choose whether they want to belong in a union or not.
You were at a forum in Jackson County recently that had a number of attendees who were affiliated with unions. What's the feedback you're getting so far?
Yeah, actually, it was last night, and it was a fascinating meeting. It was sponsored by the We the People in conjunction with the Teamsters local in Jackson. They were gracious enough to invite me and for me to be a proponent on the pro-labor freedom, right-to-work side. I have to understand the viewpoints and the perspective of those opposing that. And so that's why I energetically attended the meeting. They were very respectful, and they presented their side of the debate. I offered just a few kind of summary comments, but it wasn't the right forum to have a true debate. It was really an education forum for their members. And so,
did you come away having learned something?
I learned a couple things. I learned a new phrase. So they referred to states that have compulsory union laws as free bargaining states. The first time I've heard that. I think it's a very fascinating framing from their perspective as to how they view, compulsory union states. And I'm going to spend some time, studying my navel on what that really means. But that's the single biggest thing I learned.
Representative, you're running for re-election this year. All of the House seats in Michigan are up for re-election in November 2012. Are you at all concerned that pushing for this issue of right to work might affect your chances of being re-elected?
No. The answer to that is an emphatic no. I'm not saying no, it won't affect the election outcome, but no, it doesn't affect what I think we need to do. And if the voters in this particular case, the 65th District of Michigan, decide that I'm not worthy of returning to the state house because of this issue or any other issue, then that is their prerogative. But I'm committed to doing what I think is the right things to do for Michigan, and this is one of them.
Mike Shirkey is a Republican state representative for Michigan's 65th district. Mr. Shirkey, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on.